So, from the guys that bring you the Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast, I look to see who might be the movers and the shakers of the Welsh League top flight. In a second, Mark Turner-Jones will be casting his eye over the form for this season. Also coming up, words of wisdom from Barry's Gavin Chesterfield, new Pennebont manager Rhys Griffiths, new Bulldogs boss Lee Phillips. We also hear from Haverford West and newcomers Undy tell us what they're all about. But first, it was so near and yet so far for Barry Town United last season. And you've got to wonder whether they're a shoo-in for the title this coming season. Well, to calm the hype and discuss that, I'm joined now by Barry Town United boss Gav Chesterfield. Gav, how do you make sure it's you that goes up this season?
We can't make sure of that. All we can do is try everything to make sure we can do that, if that makes sense to you. Tough season. You know, last season, you know, the team that finishes at the top of the league deserves to go up, and I wish Cardiff Met nothing but the best. This season, another tough year follows, but hopefully, as I just said, you know, we'll be competitive.
What do you take from last season emotionally to make sure that it happens this time, though?
Many people probably didn't expect us to compete. You know, it was our first year back into Division 1. I think that it was a pretty good season for us all told. You know, we can take a lot of solace from the fact that maybe we lost the fewest amount of games in the league. However, we probably drew too many, if the truth be told, as well. But for us now moving forward, it's motivation. We had a little taste of what it is to be competitive in that league and a little taste of maybe getting closer to the Welsh Premier. And naturally now, hopefully, we can use that as motivation to drive us forward this year.
Do you think the expectations on you sometimes are a bit too high, on the club are too high because of the history? You know, people do forget you've had to work your way back up, but people presume that, you know, Barry or, yeah, they're a shoo-in to go up.
Definitely not a shoo-in. You know, there's some fantastic teams in the league this year, and there's been some very good players signed as well. So I expect a very, very tough season. But in terms of the pressures of the club, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to carry that sort of pressure with us. You know, it's a fantastic club to represent, and we benefited from that hugely. So it would be very hypocritical of me to complain about that. All I would say is that, we hope that we're representing the club well, and we hope that we feel, you know, we can get back into that Welsh Premier League.
You also shone a little bit in the Welsh Cup, didn't you? And a certain James Dixon helped with that, with his little boots scoring a few goals. Are we going to see James in action in the same volume next season?
James, yeah, he's a pretty good pre-season so far. And naturally, as a manager, I hope that he can replicate his goal-scoring exploits of last season this year.
Well, he's a familiar face. Just talk us through some of the changes you've made this season. Who are the new faces we should be looking out for?
Well, I signed Luke Cooper, centre-half from Caira Ely. Luke is a natural leader and will add a lot of sort of steel to us, really, in a central area. We've managed to recruit Chris Hughes, a Welsh futsal international, from Merthyr. Chris is an exciting attack-minded left-back. We've brought another couple of bodies in as well to help us in certain areas. I brought in a young lad who got released from Newport County called Nathan Mathias, who's an exciting central midfielder as well. And then Terrell Webb as well, who I think has a huge potential, and I hope that he sort of realises it with us.
September, now that looks a bit tricky. You've got Haverford West, Cumbrian and Lido. Are you not looking forward to September?
No, I've looked at the entire season and I have to say I'm really excited by it. It's a really exciting league. It's the strongest Division 1 I can remember for a long time. There's a lot of good managers, a lot of good players, and I expect a very difficult season. September, as you say, you know, teams will be sort of hitting their sort of tempo at that time. But at this point, all we're focused on is Undy.
One of Barry's early opponents is Pennebont, a club that's flattered to deceive in its short history. Well, former Aberystwyth player Rhys Griffiths has hung up the boots, sort of, and taken to the dugout to be their new boss. He joins me now. Rhys, what attracted you to Pennebont?
Well, it's a great opportunity for me and anybody really who wants to manage in Wales on a part-time basis. So it's a club that's got aspirations that match mine, that want to be playing or coaching or managing and at the highest level, and I chose them and they chose me. And there was, over the last few years, I've obviously had one eye on this transition into management, and Pennebont was always a club which I thought if that ever came up, it would be a good opportunity, and it did. So it's all worked out well.
And a little spy tells me that Welsh footballing legend Mark Turner-Jones suggested to the Pennebont board you'd be a man to speak to. So obviously high praise from the great man.
Yeah, well, I've known Mark a long time, and they asked his advice on what direction they should go in. And luckily for me, Mark felt that I was the one that they should turn to, and so I was given an interview quite early on in the process, and then they moved quite quickly from there. I was always, once I knew they were interested in me, I always felt that it was a job I was going to take if it was offered. So I do owe Mark, and I'm sure I'll end up buying him a pint at some point.
Yeah, he won't make you forget that. Talk through the players. You would have brought in some new people. There would have been people there from last season who you feel there are potential in. If I landed from Mars today, who are the Pennebont players I should watch out for?
We've got some good youngsters there who were already at the club. Joe Hopkins, Cullen Kinsella, Connor Goldsworthy. I could go on. There's some really good young players there. They need the guidance that I'm hopefully going to be able to give them. And then you've got some lads there already at the club again who are experienced of Welsh League Division 1, and they've always done a good job. Sean Williams, the keeper, Reese Wilson, is excellent. Marcus Griffiths. And then I've managed to bring in a few. And what I tried to do was, yes, look at some obvious choices, but also try and look at some players who people have perhaps forgotten about. So the one I brought in is Kane Owen, who was at Aberystwyth with me, who a lot of people knew about, so it wasn't a surprise that I went for him. But also Dwayne Saunders, who's actually been a physio for the last few years at Port Talbot. But before he took up that role, he was an excellent player, and I'm hoping that's going to be a shrewd bit of business. Kieran Howard is another one who's done well in the Welsh Prem, and it's come on board, and that's a really big signing for us. And then another one who's a hidden gem, if you like, is Owen Waller, who he's with me at Llanelli, but he's had a professional background and perhaps somebody that people have forgotten about.
You've read a nice list there of people who you see there a lot of potential in, so those boots are staying firmly in the cupboard. You're not playing again, are you?
You never say never. If a team needed it, I would play, but I don't need it.
And the other thing that's interesting is, of course, Kimco Stadium has 3G surface. You're playing a lot of teams now that don't play on a 3G surface. Is that a help or a hindrance?
I think it can be both. And I think initially it may be a hindrance. First game, we go away to Tom Pentra. So I don't know what their pitch is going to be like, but obviously you've got to prepare that it could be... a difficult surface to play on, especially if it's been dry. So those are the sort of things, all of a sudden the bounce isn't as true as it was, and you've got to deal with something which other teams are used to and we're not.
Talk quickly about Tom Pentra. All that talk that we were doing there about 3G and it being a help and a hindrance, actually, away to Tom Pentra on their surface will probably be a very good start for you, because it will give you an indication of the level of your boys on that surface against a half-decent team in that league.
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations where confidence is everything. So in an ideal world, we would have been at home against a team that are going to struggle. Who that team would be, I don't know. And then we would have got a good start. And it's because confidence, the psychology of the game is huge. But yeah, it's going to be a typical, difficult away game. And if we're not, we've done a lot of preparation, but if we're not mentally prepared for it, and going in there with the right expectations, we'll come a cropper, because Lee will have them motivated. I know this year he's kind of signed players who are a little bit more local to Tom Pentra, so there'll be that local pride, and I think it'll be a really tough game.
Well, Haverford West and Talbot are the two sides that have come down from the Welsh Premier League. How do they fancy their chances this season? Well, let's hear from Sean Cresser and Chris O'Sullivan, the new joint managers of Haverford West.
I think the hopes for this season in the main are just to consolidate a little bit. The club's in a massive transition at the moment, because a number of our boys did very well in the Welsh Premier League last year, and in doing so have been taken off our hands, if you like, by other clubs to play again next season in the Welsh Prem. So we've got a bit of a rebuild job on. We brought in quite a high number of players, quite a high number of local players, which the club are looking to do this year as well. So hopes for the season, really speaking, to gel them together, consolidate their position in the Welsh League Division 1 this year, which is a tough division, and then look to build over the next 2 or 3 years back into Welsh League Division 1 challenges.
Just as a whole, our biggest challenge this season will probably be gelling all these new players together, who some and quite a lot haven't been at the level of the standard before. So like Sean was just saying there, we've kept a little number of experienced boys that have experienced Welsh League and Welsh Premier over the years to try and gel these six or seven very talented, very good local players in to be a force at Welsh League One. So for me, as a club as a whole, that is my view on our biggest challenge this season.
And if you want to find out what Haverford West are up to, they are on Audioboom, this platform that this podcast is on. Look for Haverford West County on the Audioboom website and you'll be able to hear their latest updates and manager interviews as they land. Well, still to come in this preview Welsh League podcast, we'll hear from Mark Jonah-Jones on who he thinks is going to cause a stir this season. And we'll hear from Undy, the new boys. Always got to watch out for the new boys. But first, another new face in a dugout, Tom Pentra, Lee Phillips. He's played, now he's also turned to management and he joins us now. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, to be fair, we've done all the hard work now.
And what's been the biggest change that you've made that you think will push you higher up the table this season?
Maybe it's a little bit of luck as well. We've seen a lot of local talent come through at the same time. Good group of 17 to 22-year-olds who've decided to come back and play for their local club and really really want to push them forward. So, I mean, pre-season, they've looked sharp. So, hopefully, they take that on into the league.
You obviously fancy them to do a good job for you. I mean, why are you going down that route of trying to do something with those local young talent as opposed to sort of looking around and seeing if there's players wider that could get you higher?
Well, obviously finance is a big thing at any level, but we're not ready to be a Welsh Premier club yet, so there's no reason why we can't look at local talent first. Even if we won the league this year, we wouldn't be ready to work. There was no reason now not to look at local talent.
And looking back quickly at last season, what was the most disappointing part of the season for you? And do you feel you've nailed that already?
I think we underachieved. I think anyone who played us, no one dominated us. You know, we had chances in every game to win. I just think we had bad injuries at key times and to certain personnel, which we did have a small squad last year and it didn't help. And then confidence, and towards the end, you know, where we got sucked into the dogfight at the bottom, I think, because we've been mid-table all the way through and we lost a couple and we got sucked in. Our confidence wasn't great. And to be fair, we just managed to get over the line, to be honest. We got the big deep life.
It's a tough old league, though. It was last season. Obviously, the fight between Barry and Cardiff Met at the top, and now you've got up a Talbot coming down and a Haverford West coming down as well. So, does this fight get harder this season?
To be fair, I think it's more exciting than the actual Welsh Premier. You know, the Welsh Premier is, you know, it's done and dusted by Christmas these days, isn't it?
First three fixtures, correct me if I'm wrong. Pennebont, Monmouth Town, Haverford West County. There's a nice bit of Monmouth ham sandwich in the middle there. It'd be right, quite easy for you. Pennebont and Haverford West, I would argue, a different issue.
You know, at the end of the day, there's three home games, which is pleasing. I don't know how we managed to get three home games first three games of mine. Pennebont is a good one for me because Rhys Griffiths is a good friend of mine. Obviously, it's his first manager's job. Spoke a lot over the summer, so quite mad, really, how we've got each other first game now. I'm looking forward to that one, like.
You've not been giving him tips, have you? He's supposed to be your enemy for the season.
Well, it was kind of strange, really. Before he actually got the job, he's read before goals about certain players at this level. And to be fair, he's always... One thing about Rhys, everything he does, he's very thorough. Like, so even for the last year, while I've been managing, he's been playing. We've always talked about players and who we think could step up. So he hasn't gone in there blind. You know what I mean? He knows his score. And people think he won't be ready, like I imagine, he'd be ready.
So, Undy to come in a second, but let's get the word from a man who knows this league very well and some of these managers and players very well. Mark Jonah-Jones joins me normally on the Welsh Premier League podcast to talk about the teams there. I thought I'd drag him onto this one as well. And I'm just interested to hear who he thinks will be at the top of that league this season. Jonah, over to you.
If I was forced to pick a top three, in no particular order, mind at the moment, Barry Town and Gavin Chesterfields, you know, experience at this level. Poor Talbot Town, Paul Evans, he's had experience, you know, with Avon Lido in a Welsh Premier League. Lee Bridgman knows this league inside out, and with his a new couple of signings. But the strange, well, not the strange thing, the important thing is I think there are at least 10 clubs in this league this year who all think they can get into the top three. So what a contest for the Welsh League. You know, I just hope it carries on where it left off over the last couple of seasons, and it really has improved the Welsh League the last few years. I hope somebody wins the league who can climb into the Welsh Premier League, because for me that is very, very important. Cardiff Met did it last year, and I think we'll do themselves justice in the Welsh Premier League this year. So that's very, very important for the pyramid system in Welsh football to work.
And last but not least in this Welsh League preview, let's speak to the new boys of the league. Undy Athletic on their way to that top flight. And I'm joined now by Lawrence Owen, the manager. Welcome to the big time, Lawrence.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks very much.
You're looking forward to this?
Yes, very much so. Uncharted territory for us. First time in 70 years, the history of the club, that we've been in the Welsh League Division 1. So, yes, very much looking forward to it.
As a personal challenge to you, what do you think you're going to get out of it?
It'll be an experience for me. I've not managed in the first division, only the second and the third. So it'll be a challenge for me up in the top flight. But probably the same for 90% of our squad who haven't played at that level either. We're just looking forward to going to a number of different grounds and testing ourselves against better opposition.
And by saying 90% of the squad still the same implies to me that you think they're good enough to play in this league.
I think so. Football's a confidence thing at any level. But I think we got a number of very good players. And don't get me wrong, all we're looking to do this season is stabilise in that league. And, well, to be honest, stay out of the bottom three will be the start. But I think we got a good set of boys there.
Now, I know Undy very well because my uncle used to have a house there on top of the hill. So I know where you're coming from. But for those who've never been there, tell me about the causeway. Tell me about the kind of club you've got there.
It's a very friendly club. It's a clubhouse on the pitch, at the side of the pitch there. It's a very nice village. And probably 75% of the playing squad are made up of local lads. And a number of them have come right through the ranks, from juniors right through the seniors. And everybody helps out. Nobody gets paid any money for helping out. It's just full of volunteers. It's a very, very friendly, very, very communal club.
Have you got a rich chairman? I mean, his name doesn't sound like Abramovich, does it? It sounds like Robert Lynch, Abramalynch.
Yeah, Abramalynch. Rob, no, I'm sure he has got a big stash of cash somewhere, but Rob's just, same as us all, just a general guy, works in the brewery. He's just a tidy guy, and like I said, he's just a volunteer that gets nothing out of it, the same as all of us,
now,
except for enjoyment.
That's worth its weight in gold. Now, I've had a word with some of the other clubs you're going to face this season. A couple of them you've played in pre-season, actually, and they're not dismissing you. They don't think you're going to be an easy ride. That must be quite flattering.
It is. Well, that's good to hear. Like I said, all we're looking to do is, if possible, stabilise and stay in the first division. And I know a number of the managers that you've already spoken to, because we've played against them over the years. And it's nice that, they've got a respect for us as we have for them. And we're not going to be easy to play against. We're not going to roll over and die against the bigger clubs. But we've got to work hard. We know that. So it's going to be hard work. But we'll enjoy it if we stay there.
No, it is a tough league. And your first game is against...
Oh, we got a really easy one to start. We're away to Ballyteen.
Oh, yes, of course you are. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, actually, though, that's not a bad... I mean, you'll get an experience of how popular this league is when you turn up at Jenner Park. People love a bit of football at Jenner.
Yeah, we've had Ballyteen down to the causeway to us. We played them in league fixtures and in cup fixtures over the years. And, they're a great club. I do know Gavin as well, a manager from previous... battles, and it's going to be very difficult for us going down there, especially first game of the season on a new 4G as well. So we'll just enjoy it.
And so you should. One final question, I forgot to ask this earlier, it's the most important question you'll get asked. You talked a lot about the clubhouse and the setup there. What's the food like at the club?
Excellent answer. We offer the best sausage and chips, and if it's a real special occasion, curry and chips. So, we can follow. I've got to say that just in case the chef's listening.
Absolutely, yeah. You want to make sure you get... I suspect the curry and chips will come out for Patolbert, Haverford West and Barry. And
without a doubt. without a doubt. Well, I think if it when Caldecott visit, we'll probably just have a crusty old sandwich.
Great rivalry at its finest. Excellent stuff. Lawrence, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you on the podcast. I hope you have as much fun as you sound like you're going to have this season, and whatever happens, and I'm sure we'll be in touch, and all the best for the season.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All the best to you, mate.
And on that culinary comment, we end this preview of the Welsh League podcast. Thank you for listening in. I hope you've enjoyed it. And do you know what? If you want this podcast to continue and you want more audio on the Welsh League, you know what to do. Send us an email and tell us how brilliant it is. WPL@audioboom.com is the email address. WPL@audioboom.com. Tell us who you'd like to speak to next, and maybe we'll knock out a few. In the meantime, the Welsh Premier League podcast continues on this channel, and I hope you'll join me and Jonah for that. All the best now.
Brought to you by Audioboom.